Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Roquan Smith met with the media as the Ravens count down to Thursday night's meeting with Cincinnati.
Honestly, today's Tuesday. We have a Thursday night game, so I'll shift my focus to that, like, you know, learn from the mistakes and just move on, and that's where my mind is, and that's where the guys are. I got a good Bengals team coming into town.
Are you any more, you know, extra pumped to get to that Bengals game to kind of wipe away whatever happened in the last game?
I'm excited. You know, it's a short week. You know, get the nasty taste out your mouth, being able to just get back out and play the game that we all love. So I'm excited to get back out there. It's a home game, so know the bank's going to be rocking. So ready to get out there and do what we have to do.
Roquan, for you personally, what are the challenges of having a short week as short season that we have this week?
I think it's different for each and every individual. For me, I don't see any. Line it up. It could have been a game today. I'm ready. And I'll definitely be ready on Thursday.
Roquan, I know you won it before, but in all the losses this year, you guys had the lead in the fourth quarter. What do you think it's going to take for you guys to, in those situations, to maybe reverse it and finish out those close games that in this year that you have lost?
The game Thursday, that's what I'm focused on. The game Thursday, you know, what's behind us is the past. I'm looking forward to the future at the end of the day. Yeah, some things throughout the game that we don't like, but hey, that's the past, like I said, and I'm focused on Thursday night at the bank.
Roquan, Joe Burrow seems to be healthier right now than he was the first time. What are you seeing him do differently lately than he was able to do back when you guys played him earlier?
Yeah, definitely. Last couple games, been able to move around definitely a bit more. But, hey, you know, we've seen him healthy. We've seen him not healthy. So it don't really matter. They're going to come ready, so are we going to come. So it'll be whoever's the best that night, and I like us.
Roquan, I wanted to ask the defensive players kind of perspective on Keaton Mitchell. I mean, when you get a smaller, faster back like that suddenly coming into the game, can it put a lot of stress on a defense as a change of pace?
Well, I think it just depends on what you're looking at as a defense. But when a guy touches the balls, we all see that he's very electric and do a lot of great things with the ball in his hands. I've seen it throughout camp and OTAs going up on like wheel routes and things like that. So I definitely know the guy has a lot of potential. So I'm just excited for his future, and I'm sure they'll make good use of him.
Roquan, what has made this Ravens-Bengals rivalry as intense as it is these last couple of years?
One, I think, you know, switching ties, where it's like, you know, both teams are winning. And I think when you're winning, that's what makes a rivalry more intense. So because when two teams losing or one team is losing, it's not really a rivalry. Some may say it based off history. But far as just like within the last couple of years, I think it's just the winning, both sides winning.
Bro, you guys have done a good job against the Bengals and cutting down on big plays and getting them on the ground pretty quickly. How much is tackling a point of emphasis this week?
It's going to definitely be huge. Knowing tackling is back to the fundamentals, and that's what we're getting back to, and that's going to be crucial this week. So I'm excited to get out there and showcase that ability that I can do, as well as the rest of the defense. So we're definitely excited about the opportunity.
I know you're looking forward, but 21 tackles this past week was a career high for you. Just what did that feel like for you?
Man, I don't really care, if I'm being honest. Like, I was more so concerned about the W. Like I tell you before, like, I can have like Seattle 5 tackles and like we win, I'm happy. And that's what I truly care more about. It's not about statistics for me. Like, if I was into that, like, you would know, trust me.
Hey, Roquan, Pat Mahomes was on Monday Night Football with Manny Cass last night and said that in Baltimore and Seattle, the only two places he's ever had to use a silent count just because of how loud it is. How do you see that crowd noise impact things, you know, obviously expecting a loud atmosphere Thursday night?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely going to be a hostile environment. Credit that to the fans, honestly. And, yeah, man, even for me personally, like, echoing the call out to the defense sometimes, where it's just like guys will be like, what, you know, like multiple times, like with the noise being so loud. But it's just a credit to the home crowd, man, and it's a hostile environment to play in, and that's the way we love it. So enjoy playing here.
Roquan, you mentioned the environment. Just curious, is there a difference for you playing at night?
Honestly, man, no. Like, I always say it, and, like, I say it sometimes, like, joking, but, like, I truly can play this game 7 a.m., 12 o'clock at night, out of the bar 2-3 in the morning. Whatever you need, I'm here. Trust me. Real talk.
The old black uniforms. Mark called them sexy. I don't know what
you're saying. He did. Yeah, he called them sexy. Wow. Unique way to explain them, huh? Describe them in a sense. But no, I would say when I think of like black, like all black, pretty much what I'm wearing right now, I think of just like, you know, like physical death row type defense. Like that's what I think of when I see like black. It's like more of like, okay, show me what you're about, because like if not, we're gonna show you. So that's how I associate black in my head, honestly.
Brooklyn, I know you're proud of your Georgia roots. Big Boys performing on Thursday. Do you have a favorite Outkast song?
One more time.
You have a favorite Outkast song?
Favorite Outkast song? No, like that was a little bit before my time. Yeah.
All right,
sorry.